Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries Half Hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. Over the last few months, we've talked about chronic illness in relation to maintaining a focus on God first, both when it comes to marriage and relationships and when dealing with illness yourself. We also had two very intense broadcasts during Easter on the crucifixion and resurrection. We're going to take a small break today to celebrate our Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks app, which is now available for the iOS and Android platforms. Today we're going to give you the how-tos, essentially all the directions you need on how to find, download, and use the app. And of course, I want to stress the app for either platform is free of charge. There are no additional embedded fees to use a feature or have access to anything. Anyone who downloads the device has unlimited access, including the ability to interact with me during a live broadcast, and I'll get into all that on how to use the app section to do that in just a few minutes. Now, the Android app is easy to find. The iOS app for the iPhone and iPad is a little harder, and I'll explain all that in just a minute. So first, we'll talk about finding and downloading the app. So let's start with the easy one, the Android app. Go to your app store on your Android-based device or directly to the Google Play Store and search for Knowing Christ Ministries. Click on the icon for us, and I know there's only one under Knowing Christ Ministries, that's us, and then follow your download directions. It should only take a few minutes to download the app, and you'll see it on your home screen. It's pretty straightforward, and I even looked for it in the Google Play Store from my iPad, and it was there. So, like I say, I know that we're there. Of course, I couldn't download it from there onto the iPad, but I did see it was there. Now, the iOS app store for the iPad and iPhone can be a bit more confusing, so let's take each of these separately, actually. If you go to the App Store from your iPhone, just do a search on Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks, and you'll find our icon. Click on the download, little thing that says download, and then let it load. Again, it'll take just a couple of seconds, and then it'll be on your home screen for the phone. If you look in the App Store from your iPad, it's a little more tricky. You have to go to the App Store, then you do your little search like you would on the iPhone and search for Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks. Then what you're going to do is you'll get a big hourglass showing up with the message, no results for Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks. However, don't leave that screen. Up at the top of the screen that said no results, you'll see five pull-down menus at the top. The first one says iPad only, the next any price, then all categories, then by relevance, and then all ages. Open the pull-down menu for iPad only. It's the one farthest to the left. And you'll see two options, iPad only and iPhone only. Select iPhone only, and then our app will show up. Like I say, it's a little more confusing, but it's there. When our app was developed for the iOS platform, it was only technically optimized for the iPhone, not for both types of devices. And although it'll run exactly the same from either the iPhone or iPad, you kind of have to go through that extra step if you're using the iPad with no iPhone. And so it was important to go through all of that. And like I say, I know it's very cumbersome if you're using the iPad to try and find us. That's why I specifically wanted to go through all those directions. So if anyone has questions on that or trouble downloading the app, please contact me at info@knowingchrist.com. And I'll get right back to you with an easy fix. If you missed those directions or they seemed confusing, again, email us at info, I-N-F-O, at knowingchrist.com, and I will send you the how-tos that I just went through, or I can guide you through by phone on how to download it. So now, we've downloaded the app onto your device. How to use it? Okay. At any time, when you open the icon from your home screen, you'll be faced with two options. When we broadcast, you'll see a third option, and I'll get into that. But for right now, let's talk about the two. You can currently see two options in the center of your screen, one that says a number of tracks and info. Right now, as I record this, it says 125 tracks. After this airs, it'll say 126 tracks and info. First, under number of tracks, which are our radio broadcasts, you see a list of all of our broadcasts since 2010. The complete library is at your disposal for listening to at any time directly from within the app. So under the tracks section, you can listen to anything at all at any time. Just click on the play little button right next to whatever the title is that you're searching for or that you found that you want to listen to. If you click on info versus whatever number, 125, 126, whatever it'll be, tracks, if you click on info, you'll get a very brief description of our ministry. Not much there. Now, at the top of the screen, right next to the title of the page, essentially in the upper right corner, right under your battery life little picture, you'll see three little blue dots displayed vertically. If you click on that, you have three options. That's why there's three little blue dots with lines. First is login, then help, and then cancel. Login lets you listen to content, and I know that our app specifically does not require you to log in just to listen. I listened without logging in, but you do need to do that if you want to interact with us, and I'll talk about that very shortly. Of course, selecting cancel for that returns you to the previous main screen with our track selections to scroll through. Then there's help, and that's the one I want to talk about, because if you click on help, it takes you directly to an email all ready for you to message us. The to section is filled out. There is a CC from your account, so you have a copy. The subject can be overwritten, but currently says iOS app, Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks. And then the body already asks you, how can we help you? Again, you can overwrite anything there as well. So essentially, we've set up a facility for you to click on help and then just complete the body of the email and send it off to us. This should be really nice because this way, as you're listening, you can immediately, without even interrupting the flow of the track you're listening to, as a thought or a question arises, just select help and message and send us your message. So it's a way to interact with us from a pre-recorded broadcast. And like I say, I'll talk about interacting with us on a recorded broadcast very shortly, which is what I'm going to do right now. The next part I want to talk about is when you're listening to a track. If you, I'll take you to a specific screen. I won't. The application will take you to a specific screen while it's playing the audio. There's a children's ice cream truck going down the street, and the audio coming from that through my window is kind of distracting, so I apologize. So I want to talk to you about when you're listening to a specific track. The app takes you to a specific screen while it's playing the audio. You'll see the title of the show, the date it was broadcast, and there is a time strip so you know how long the broadcast is you're listening to, and at what stop point, if you stop, of course, you'll see the timestamp, which may be helpful if you're messaging us and say to us, at 10 minutes and 25 seconds, you mentioned such and such, and I have a question about that, or whatever. Anyway, there are also four icons underneath the audio stream. There's the traditional play arrow or double bars indicating play or stop. Then there's the heart icon again, taking you to a screen to select options for logging in. Then there's that forward icon that looks like a little square with an arrow coming out the top, which allows you to airdrop the broadcast, message it to someone, mail it to someone, post it to Facebook, add it to your reading list, copy it, and more typical functions. And then there's an icon that opens up a chat box where you can type a message regarding the show. And we'll still receive it, even though I won't be receiving it when it's live. That sounds pretty cool, huh? Well, here's the part I really love. If you log into the app to interact with us live when broadcasting, this is where it gets really cool. You'll see, once you're in the app, if we're broadcasting live, you'll see the track on top with a blue circle to the left side margin showing when it's playing. You'll see the track title again. And then it'll show a red bar with the word live on it, so you'll know we're broadcasting that live. If you click on that, then it'll take you to that same specific track broadcast screen as opposed to the home screen. And you'll have the same four options as on any track you listen to, except the broadcast is coming to you live. So if you click on the message icon and want to message us, that's when it's going to ask you to log in, either with a Spreaker account, a Facebook account, or Twitter account. And then once it's authenticated, or when you've been authenticated, basically, you'll be back at your message screen and able to message us live while we're broadcasting and ask you, or you can ask us whatever question you have or touch on a topic you want to discuss, enter into a dialogue with us, request prayer, or whatever the case may be while we are live. So that's our app, and we're pretty excited about it. And I pray it enables you to listen to more of our broadcasts with less inconvenience, and I really welcome the opportunity to interact with all of you live. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming us and enabling us to have a platform to spread your messages and how your message can be applied to our lives here on this earth, our current home away from our permanent future home in the heavenlies. Father, we ask you for your blessing on the technology we're employing to spread your word from one end of the world to the other, as it says in Matthew, that we should spread the message of the gospel to all the world. We ask that you bless those who listen to our broadcast, that you give them open ears to hear and an equally accepting heart to draw the words into their lives and the lives that this technology allows them to use to share with others. And it's in your ever-blessed name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to us today. If you have more, if you'd like more information on speaking engagements or have us visit your church or organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. Books are available that we've written on Amazon throughout the world or off of our Facebook page. For updates and invitations, speaking of our Facebook page, for updates and invitations on new shows, please visit our Facebook page for Knowing Christ Ministries and like us to stay in the know. I usually use our Facebook page to announce the broadcasts that are upcoming and what's scheduled for any particular week or a series, along with times we'll be broadcasting, and I'm going to make sure I start doing that now that you can interact with us. So especially having the app to interact with us, to message us back and forth, please like us and make certain you check back so that page regularly. Check back to the Facebook page regularly if the Facebook algorithm doesn't generate our postings on your newsfeed. Similarly, if you don't, quote unquote, like us, if you don't click on that little like icon on our Facebook page, you won't see any of our postings in your newsfeed. It's as simple as that. Of course, we also use our Facebook page to reach you in other ways. Our publications, including the books we've talked about on many of these broadcasts, God, Marriage, and Illness, and The God Prescription, can be ordered directly off of the Facebook page. And donations to our ministry can also be made off of the Facebook page as well. So come on over and like us. I invite you to join us next week for another broadcast. But until then, please remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a wonderful week.